For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. A Charlottesville judge raises the stakes for city councilors in a statue lawsuit. State Republicans debate whether to cross the aisle for immigration reform. And school leaders take federal money to secure lunch for poor students. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, June 15th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Daily Progress reports that the Charlottesville City Councilors who voted for the removal of two Confederate statues may be liable for damages and legal fees if the court sides with the plaintiffs in a pending lawsuit, according to a written opinion signed yesterday by Charlottesville Circuit Court Judge Richard E. Moore. In the 9-page letter, Moore says he thinks the council, quote, was acting beyond its authority when the council voted to remove the statues, in violation of state laws protecting war memorials. Moore argues that granting immunity to the city and the councilors would make those laws meaningless as they relate to city officials. The Monument Fund, a group involved in the lawsuit against the city, announced that the court had sent the letter to the parties in the suit explaining its opinion on whether the councilors are entitled to immunity. According to the fund's news release, the judge also determined that the fencing around the statues also could be a violation of the state law. A hearing in the case related to procedural matters following the ruling is scheduled for June 19th. Virginia Republicans disagree on whether the party should do immigration reform alone or with input from Democrats. Their votes will be key to the upcoming debate in the U.S. House, as Virginia Public Radio's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte wants to protect the so-called Dreamers, those kids who were brought to America by their undocumented parents. But Goodlatte has a proposal that also codifies the president's call for a lot more border security. Moderate Republicans want to vote on the Dreamers as a standalone bill. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat has been upset that moderate Republicans have tried to force a vote using what's called a discharge petition.
It's pretty cynical because you got half the folks that are leaving in that group, and then you're passing primary dates and doing it without the consent of the voters.
The Goodlatte bill is hyperpartisan, and Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Taylor says he wants his party to forge a compromise with Democrats.
I think whether you're talking about security, whether you're talking about a fix, there is a sweet spot to make it bipartisan, and it should be bipartisan.
Competing immigration votes could occur as early as next week. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.
A Virginia school board has heard proposals to change the student dress code to gender-neutral language and adopt a more inclusive sex education curriculum. WTTG-TV reports that Fairfax County School Board members heard the proposals yesterday. A special panel appointed by the board and made up of teachers and administrators designed the proposed sex education curriculum. Supporters say it's more inclusive of LGBTQ students. Critics say it would promote transgender issues and contraceptives instead of abstinence. Many critics sent emails to the board asking members to reject the changes, claiming that phrases such as sex assigned at birth are ideological. Also in Northern Virginia, a judge may be the first in the area to do away with cash bonds. The Washington Post reported yesterday that Fairfax County Judge David Bernhard is granting freedom to defendants not deemed a danger or a flight risk. Bernhard has been moving away from cash bonds for about a year, but announced his stance publicly this week. The Post says Bernhard has embraced a criminal justice reform movement aimed at practices that disadvantage the poor. Cash bond critics say it creates a tiered justice system, with haves being released and the have-nots languishing in jail. Bernhard says cash bonds have a cascading effect and can cause people to lose their jobs and housing. Supporters of cash bonds say they provide incentives to attend court. And finally today, census figures show that the number of children who live in poverty in Virginia is on the rise, and school administrators across the Commonwealth are using new money from the federal government to do something about it. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
There may be no such thing as a free lunch, but for kids who live in poverty, there's often no lunch at all. That's why the federal government has a new program aimed at schools and school divisions with the highest rates of poverty. It's called the Community Eligibility Provision, and basically it pays for all the lunches at high poverty schools, regardless of if the student qualifies for a free lunch or not. Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says only half of the schools in Virginia that qualify are participating.
This is really an excellent way of increasing kids' access to meals, both breakfast and lunch, reducing administrative work for schools, and it also reduces the stigma of having free or reduced price meals for certain kids and not for others.
In Henrico County, for example, 29 schools qualify, but only 10 participate. The school board recently added a couple more to that list, but Melissa McKinney at Henrico County Council PTA says Henrico should expand the program to all the schools that qualify, even if that means the local school division would have to kick in a little extra money to make it happen.
There are many other factors to consider, and the impact of being enrolled in these programs is more than just financial for these students.
The deadline for schools to apply for the federal money is the end of this month. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Bob Levicky returns on Monday. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.